This is your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes of Enziguri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
Yeah!
Mr. McMahon, I know you're listening to me right now, and I know you're going to see this. I don't care. I don't care what Stone Cold Steve Austin thinks. I don't care what Paul Heyman thinks. I don't care what Eric Bischoff thinks. Mr. McMahon, I'm begging you. I am begging you, Mr. McMahon. No, wait. Mr. McMahon, I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. Please, please, at WrestleMania 20, I'm begging you, at WrestleMania 20, give me Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg!
Welcome! We got news, results, and much, much more.
Can you say it's great?
Ronda's mean face. That's worse.
She's ugly. She just has an ugly, mean face.
You.
It's like
you.
Hey, what's up? I'm DB Richards.
It's Fran.
Haystack Hastings.
It's like she's trying to be like an angry Charlie Chaplin. Sorry, I'm JC. I'm JCL.
What are you talking about? I want to talk about wrestling.
We're watching the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, right now we got the Mae Young Classic. Who's in the ring again? What's the
Maya Yim versus Allison Kay.
Yeah, who's got the angry face?
Allison.
Grungy Betty Boop over here.
She looks like a white trasher version of Luna Vachon. Like, all she needs is, like, the crack with, like, the powder nose and a couple of missing teeth, and she'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm. All she needs is a little crack cocaine.
She needs that powder and that extra long fingernail. You know, the coke fingernail.
And ashy lips.
So why is Shelton Benjamin refereeing?
He does look a lot like Shelton Benjamin, don't he?
Yeah.
I looked at that and said, wait a second. Oh, wait, no, that's not him.
So, what's going on, guys? Anything new this week?
Yeah, we had Hell in a Cell.
Well, that was trash. Oh.
No, there were some good things about
Hell
in
Cell. Yes, it ended.
There was the only good thing about Hell in a Cell was the tag match between Rollins and Ambrose.
Which was way too early in the night, which was the mistake.
I thought
Hell in a Cell actually was a good show up until the end, and the end ruined it.
Yeah. No, you know what? The
Who is she, fucking Andre?
The Bliss Rousey match was disappointing.
No, I thought that ended. I thought Bliss looked good for somebody. Not her style against Ronda looking a lot better.
Nobody is Ronda's style, because Ronda's style is let's hurt legitimate. Everybody.
Hurt everybody. She's the Brock Lesnar of the group.
Ronda's style is real. That's it.
That's why she doesn't belong in the ring right now.
That's why Bliss is hurt. With a fucking Bliss looked numb okay. arm. Who honestly wakes up a day later and your arm is completely numb.
It was that awesome half-ass arm bar. That she tapped out of as soon as it wasn't locked in.
That still fucking paralyzed you in real life.
Do you think that's really an injury?
Yeah, I mean, they're saying it is a legitimate injury.
Maybe she hurt something before that.
Might be neurological if it's her arm, because it might not even be her arm itself.
Yeah. Could be her neck.
She could have took a bump and done something. Neurological, brain, neck, yeah.
Yeah, and don't they call it a stinger if they hit their head?
Yes.
So,
speaking of injuries, so what about Jeff Hardy killing himself?
Oh
my god. And it was so stupid because he was sitting there hanging like fucking King Kong.
He was trying to
before it, he
now
that
he
was
did
a poor
he did
setup.
A spot in TNA.
Yeah.
Except
with better results.
Yeah.
And it looked better, honestly. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish.
He's trying to get himself hurt so both him and his brother can go out.
Honestly though, that could have gone a lot worse, cuz I everyone was in the mindset that he was dying. Honestly, that's a lot tamer than what he would have probably actually done.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced even for a second that he was actually hurt. I do, however, love that Randy insisted on getting the pin. That, I thought, was a great touch to it, even though the sell of the injury, air quotes, I didn't think was that big to sell a severe injury.
Because having endings to matches matters.
The dude took a 20-foot fucking dive off of a fucking ladder onto concrete and lived. And yet we're expected to believe that him dangling from a cage, falling...
Hands first
is going to hurt. I understand that it's wrestling, but come on, man. Like, that's way outside the realm of possibility of somebody like him actually getting hurt, even with his age.
This completely takes away the other parts of the match where Orton got fucked up pretty bad, too, but also the screwdriver in the ear.
That whole thing was unnecessary, only in the fact that it wasn't convincing in the slightest. I have stretched ears, so I guess maybe it kind of kills a little bit for me. But, I mean, like, you lube them up beforehand, and you can sit there and do pretty much anything the fuck you want to them.
Yeah, but that's still something that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't do that.
I could. I mean, mine are a little closed up now.
So we're going to reenact Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy.
Okay, let me get the screwdriver.
Go for it.
Nah, it's all good. And we have to put it up on YouTube. This is not a, this is on audio, it's not video.
Ah!
We'll have to do that next time. And then send it to Randy Orton. And he'll be like, you're doing it all wrong.
Did you see The Miz and Maurice winning this one?
Yes. I thought that Brie was going to be the one that took a fall.
I thought they were going to win this one around.
Honestly, same thing. Didn't expect Maurice to pick up the win.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that.
With the most half-assed small package I've ever seen.
Yes, it was very shallow. I mean, it was not convincing at all. Like, she was, like, barely squatting. To do it. It was like, at least pull the tights or something to make it look more convincing.
Question. Okay, having Rusev Day taken on New Day, why didn't they have Aiden English turn on him at the pay-per-view? It would have been so much better if it was on pay-per-view.
Because they needed to have something for SmackDown.
Yeah, because they had nothing else for SmackDown.
They can have so much more. Like, they can start...
But they didn't.
They also needed to make up for the fact that there wasn't a U.S. title match on the card.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the world title is not going to be on, I think, 3 pay-per-views.
I'm also getting incredibly bored with New Day. Like, to the point now where I legitimately don't even bother watching them or care. Like, break them up, make them heel. One or the other. But seriously, the gimmick,
I think it's time for them to turn heel.
No, what they need to do is they need to turn heel against one of them. Oust one of them and then be... Maintain a tag team.
Let me guess, Monty, Big E.
I don't care who it is, because any of them... I honestly think that out of them, I think Big E and Xavier Woods would be the two that would make the best, most convincing heels. I don't know. Kofi would come off too odd for me to be a heel.
I'm sorry.
So it wouldn't make any sense.
It's never worked.
So have Woods and Big E
turn on Kofi. Yes. Okay.
And then Kofi go around looking for somebody to tag up with.
And then him and No Way Jose.
Yeah.
Because those two would be perfect. He goes to his goofy-ass gimmick he had before, where he was Jamaican, which everybody seems to forget about. And then, Rastafarian, I'm sorry. And then,
He's built from Ghana, Africa now.
Oh, was it Africa now? Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And now him and No Way Jose, I think, would work out well together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Are good wrestlers.
Yeah.
Nothing against them. I just
think No Way's gimmick is stupid.
Yeah.
It's
just Reggae Adam Rose.
Pretty much. That's all it is. So they could do something with the both of them and make them both a tag team of some form. Try to get some more serious tag teams going instead of...
Speaking of tag teams, they don't really have much.
Exactly.
Like,
where the fuck
is Rhino and Heath Slater at?
Nowhere.
Oh,
collected a paycheck being at home.
No.
Same thing with the clones.
Rhino,
same thing with Sanity for some reason.
I totally know
Sanity,
where...
Sanity, AOP, they finally had a match.
I know where...
They wrestled Lesnar's daughter.
I know where Rhino and Heath Slater is. Eating crackers in the back.
I knew you were about to say that. That's why I was even about to entertain the what... Where are they at?
Where are they at?
Eating crackers.
There we go.
And Jesus.
Ziggler and McIntyre versus... Rollins and Ambrose
best match of the night. Definitely.
Yes,
see, right there, they don't need...
Didn't go the way I wanted it, but I was still okay with the way it turned out.
They don't need to be tag teams.
But here's the question, though.
They don't, as in...
They have people... like
they which tag use... team doesn't need to be a tag team?
Oh, Rollins and them.
Oh, I got what I thought you meant. McIntyre and Ziggler, which I agree with that too. I don't think they need to be together much longer.
One question though: what the hell happened to Ambrose's personality?
What's that?
Like, he doesn't really have any personality now.
Because they had to basically scrap their plans because he was originally going to turn heel, but no, we have to make Roman look good, so let's join and shield up.
At least he's not doing his wacky line.
Yeah,
you know what though? I did like
when he even like cut a promo or even said anything in recent.
I do like where I did like Lunatic Fringe. He's just kind of doing whatever now, which is disappointing. At least either stay the crazy person or move on.
But can you imagine crazy person Ambrose with how he looks now?
Oh yeah,
I mean, that'd be even better. He looks much more convincing as a crazy guy now.
Dean needs to pick up the phone, call his boy Sammy Callahan, ask him for some pointers, maybe.
It's too.
He doesn't need to be WWE is too PG. He doesn't need to be that level of crazy.
Well, no, that's what he should be. Like Brian
Pillman. I would be okay with that.
But Brian Pillman crazy is good enough, honestly.
Yeah, but even Brian Pillman crazy wouldn't fly like today.
Dude, have you seen Brian Pillman Jr.?
Yeah, he showed me a picture, and I said, "Oh, look, it's Brian Pillman Jr. and Pillman's gear just looks."
Dude, they did a promo and they attacked Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, that's right.
That's great.
Because he has like a heel staple now with the rest of the Hart Foundation.
Yeah.
Hart Dynasty, I mean.
Dude, they need to go and get Benoit's kid.
That's not going to happen.
No. So about the biggest flop of that night? Definitely the final match.
Oh,
always. Big time. There was no point having Brock Lesnar coming down
to it. It's not even that. It's the fact that they ended a match that's no disqualification, no disqualification to a no contest.
And it's supposed to be the two biggest men in their industry.
Roman,
who got hurt from a couple of F5s when, and I know everybody's made this comparison, but I mean, Foley fell off the goddamn top of the rope, or the top of the cage.
Twice.
Still finished the fucking match.
Plus got slammed into a bed of thumbtacks.
And you're trying to convince me that Roman's the big dog and Braun is the monster, and yet a couple of F5s knocked him the fuck out.
Like,
seriously, man? A table shot and a couple of F5s.
It's worse for Braun than it is for Roman because of how they built up Braun.
Yes.
Like flipping cars and shit.
Right. Well, and now he can't handle a chair shot.
Well, the one other issue is the fact that Roman's best opponent is Braun as far as their overall chemistry. They most of their matches have been really good, and they managed to still fuck that up.
Yep. Like, super disappointing. The sad thing out of the whole cage match was the best thing about the cage match wasn't even the ones that were involved.
Mm-hmm.
The whole spot with Ambrose and Rollins and Ziggler and McIntyre made that match. And they weren't even part of that match.
Yeah,
like, how bad is that when everybody else goes, well, the rest of it was fucking trash. We should just had a cage match with Rollins and Ambrose and Ziggler and McIntyre.
That would have been amazing.
Like, I mean, at this point, that was all we got because the rest of it was an absolute joke.
Yeah. They wasted a good hell in selling it wrong.
I'm also kind of sad to a degree that they didn't use Foley more because they did this whole build-up of,
Foley,
you need to be careful about the cage. I was hoping Foley would do some sort of fucking...
Well, the thing with Foley was they were, like, real adamant on him not taking bumps.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's... He might actually die eventually.
Which kind of takes away the point of having him in there to start out with.
Exactly.
And you know,
just cut a promo talking to them beforehand, but he didn't have to be a referee.
Foley looks so much better. I bet he can take bumps now.
No.
No.
Well, he really shouldn't.
No, he shouldn't.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
No.
He should be... What the heck happened to the Ninja Turtles?
I know. What's wrong with this world?
AJ and Samoa Joe had a... Their match was decent.
Yeah, but it still was kind of a snooze. And it sucks, too, because I was really looking forward to that match.
AJ looked like he was getting his ass beat.
It was subpar, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get that they're trying to do this heel thing and, you know, Samoa Joe stalking Wendy. And, I mean, obviously we know who this happened with before. It's the same storyline all over again. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, AJ is just boring me now. Like, he's another one like the New Day, where when he comes on, that's when I go and do something else while Jason's watching it. Because
here's a question.
I cannot watch AJ anymore. He bores me.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after the whole debauchery on that whole bullshit with Nakamura never taking the title from him. Like, I just don't care.
Here's a question.
Is he a good wrestler? Sure.
Has AJ kind of just been honing it in ever since his match with Lesnar?
He's been lazy ever since.
Well, it's not. He's won the title, in my opinion. Just complacent.
Complacent, yeah.
Because before he was like one of the best parts of the show.
Mm-hmm. And now I could care less.
And now he's just.
I think it's time to see that he's going to lose the title to The Miz. And then you're going to see Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
You know what, though?
I would rather see Samoa Joe take it and then watch The Miz and Samoa Joe wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather see that than watch AJ and The Miz wrestle.
We need to see those promos. Samoa Joe and Miz would have some great promos. Oh,
yes, man. Absolutely.
Would you say that AJ is pulling a...
Austin Aries?
Austin Aries.
I was actually thinking that when I made that comment earlier, but I didn't want to derail the conversation with current company involved. That's texting on his phone.
Yes.
Yes, you agree that he's doing the exact same thing like Austin Aries?
No.
Mm-hmm. Shows how much attention you're paying. What we said was he asked if we would liken AJ and his current title run of complacency to what Austin Aries was doing.
No.
Because you're an Austin Aries fan. Does anybody else here think that he's complacent like Austin Aries was?
We all like AJ Styles. And even we can see that he hasn't really done much. You can be a fan of somebody and go, you know what, they've kind of been lazy lately.
It's like I said, he won.
I don't hate Austin Aries. I just hate the fact that how talented he is.
It's like
I said, complacency. One of the best matches
recently. And that's why I haven't said anything recently. But there was a good like 2.5-3 months where it was just like stale. It's stagnant.
It could be
the person he's wrestling. There's some people they put up in the mainstream. Moose sucks.
Moose does suck. But we all know Moose sucks.
But there are some wrestlers who will take that as a challenge, be like, put the shittiest person, I'll still have the best match of the night.
Yeah. Look at somebody like Mr. Perfect, who could fucking take a fucking jobber, like a true off-the-street jobber, and have a fucking top card match with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are just wrestlers that go in there and will work their ass off because the fans are important.
You can be a fan of somebody and still say, you know what, that match sucked. It's not a big deal.
Like me, I like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
But I do not think he's one of the greatest wrestlers ever. I wouldn't even put him in top 5.
Top 10?
Probably not.
20?
And top 10 only because you have to remember is like, my wrestling repertoire goes back to the 50s. So, like, there's a lot of other names that would get thrown in that list that most people wouldn't reference. Top 20, probably. But my big thing with Shawn Michaels is that he's had good matches with phenomenal wrestlers. And I think people are missing that.
Well, here's the question, though. Because Michaels has spent almost his entire career in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as WWE wrestlers go, who would you put in a certain top?
Oh, he would be in the top. If it's just WWE wrestlers, he would be in the top.
Yeah, because if you take the ones that's all they've been in, and then like look at other people where it's like, okay, these people have been in all these companies. I mean, it's like when people say they, you know, with Jericho's current run of what he's doing, when they're like, you know what, he wasn't really in my top whatever category, but recently he's kind of.
Making
an argument with that.
But with what he's been doing, it kind of puts into light how good Jericho was all this time. Because Jericho would constantly be pushed up and then buried, pushed up and then buried.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's kind of in a.
And then you sit there and you watch where you're like, Jesus Literally. Christ, he's been doing this the whole time. I mean, did you guys ever see, and they just recently posted it again, the match they had, the ladder match that he had, where Bubba Ray knocked himself unconscious.
Yeah.
And he still was able to explain to Bubba Ray without anybody catching anything and still be able to get into position and sell what he needed to finish the match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that says a lot. Just working. Is he the most outstanding, greatest technical wrestler in the world? No. But is that a guy that goes out there and makes sure he puts on a damn good match for everybody? Yes. His list thing was fucking stupid. It was comical, but it was irrelevant to him as a person.
That was Jimmy Jacobs' idea. But here's a question, though. When it comes to, like, you know, when people say these wrestlers, like, like Michaels or anybody WWE specifically.
Like Triple H?
Even with his pool, I just say
Triple H doesn't even make my top 50.
Thank you for NXT, but you're not a great wrestler. No, it's the whole certain wrestlers have been given the right, or have been given, like, you know, okay, we're going to give you the platform because you've been in this company for this long and we're behind you, so you can have a great match.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Michael would have all the classic WrestleMania matches, it's like, well, it's because they gave that to him. It's like, we're going to give you 20 minutes to go out there and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this person over here ain't getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that part is my issue with that, is that they have made sure, and obviously it has a lot to do with the click, but he was put over most of the other people that were involved in the click.
Who, Hunter?
Yeah. Well, Hunter and Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we all understand what the click is. I'm assuming anybody listening knows what the click is. If not, look that up. But I mean, come on, man. Like, he's an okay wrestler.
Yeah, but
he was a high flyer early in his career, and that was great. And then he backed off before he was even considered an older wrestler. And now the big thing is he can do a pop-up, and he can do sweet chin music, and the crowd loses their goddamn mind. And that's it. It's like the crowd going out there just to watch The Undertaker do the Tombstone pile driver, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the whole subject that, like, when there was a couple of videos on YouTube, if you look it up, where he's, like, trying to give advice to people. There was this one where somebody was asking his opinion on Van Damme back when Van Damme was still in ECW. And he said something along the lines of, like, he's a phenomenal athlete, he's great and everything, but he needs to learn how to make less mean more. And that's basically what Michaels is all about. Less, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Making the little bit that you do matter more than all the crazy shit that
people Until do. The little bit you do is throughout your entire career.
Yeah.
Well, then that would be like Ric Flair.
Then they have to supplement it with crazy spots.
Right, which they didn't even really do. With
like
Shawn.
The exception of like the few
no,
insults
I'm,
to the table.
Yes. I mean, it's just... And Flair is another one. Flair is a little higher on the list for me, but WCW Flair and previous.
I thought Flair's last really amazing WCW match was his match against Vader, like at Starrcade.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it was kind of... He could have retired there, it would have been fine.
Yeah, if he retired right at that point, because we obviously already had the Four Horsemen run at that point. Like, his being phenomenal ended shortly after the Four Horsemen stable ran its course. And I mean, I'm not even mentioning Mongo in that shit. I'm talking like when Dean Malenko left. Like, that should have been...
Like when they were the premier stable in wrestling.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing to add?
No.
Because I'm right.
But anyway...
Well, nobody's saying that you're wrong. You know, so.
Back to AJ. Yeah, he's just...
Boring.
He's in a complete... Because it's like... It's like what I said last time. It stems from winning the title for no actual reason other than just to get the belt off of somebody else.
Yep.
They had no, like, initial plans going forward.
And that's kind of how I feel about the whole thing, is
and
because
as a result,
there's been
it's
no...
just been stale with no source of inspiration.
Do you think that they're basically just... Okay, so the whole thing with Brock Lesnar's title run was, well, the Universal Championship isn't the WWE Championship. So then their whole argument about, like, you know, oh, this person had a longer reign than CM Punk because WWE is petty like that. And,
well, just because they hate him. That's all that
was. Well, that was the same thing with, like, New Day's title run. It's because they hated Demolition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Demolition kind of gave him a reason to hate them, but, I mean, that's besides the point. It's the fact that that is literally the only reason why they even did that. So it's like, oh, AJ's historic title. It's like, okay, so he's a good enough company guy in that position, but he really is.
But it's because of that mindset as to why they had low attendance.
Yeah.
Was because people saw, you know, you're just doing this because you're trying to screw over other people. And what drives me nuts is everybody says, well, you know, nobody listens. You know, Stephanie's not listening. Vince isn't listening. They claim they listen to their fans. But you know what? They still have incredibly high viewerships and people are still buying their shit off of the shop. Now, if everybody stopped watching that was upset and everybody stopped buying gear and they saw half the viewerships they were and their markets in the shop went down 60%, I'll bet your ass they'd start going, oh, fuck, we fucked up here. But because people will still watch, because people will still go and pay for the tickets. Like, what would have been a good one is last three pay-per-views just have shit ticket sales because they're tired of fucking Lesnar having the title. Like, you know what? You don't want to listen to us. You don't want to get rid of Roman. You don't want to get the title off of Brock Lesnar. Fuck it. We're not coming to your pay-per-views.
Look how bad Evolution is getting. Not a lot of people want to go to this pay-per-view.
Vince is like, yeah, you want to know why? Because there's no Roman Reigns.
Basically.
Wait, basically?
I mean, because there's no Roman Reigns. If he could find a way to put Roman Reigns on that damn card, he would. Let's be real.
I still think that Evolution needs to come out and beat up all
the women. I'm seeing like a Santino moment with Roman Reigns coming out.
Batista needs to come out and Batista bomb all of them.
No, Goldberg needs to come in and spear everybody.
Oh my god.
Or Roman needs to come in and spear everybody, including Little Jimmy.
Kind of hard considering Little Jimmy died, but...
Oh, we'll find a way. Vince finds a way. He had a match with God.
That is true.
Anything on... So, yeah, Hell in a Cell was whatever.
Unfortunate.
Raw and SmackDown.
Not much there.
Not much. Well, maybe SmackDown more than Raw, but even then it was.
Was there any good takeaways from Raw?
No.
I mean, can anybody think of anything off the top of their head that was
just
wow?
Just the unfortunate new fucking pay per view of Saudi Arabia.
They're putting more thought into the Undertaker Triple H promos than they did with Hell in a Cell.
Because they're going to
set the whole entire pay per view.
Because I heard it's supposed to set up the Brothers of Destruction versus Triple H and Shawn Michaels at that fucking super at some later.
Why? So that they can win the titles?
You know why they're
Mayor Kane making an appearance is going to be pretty.
You know why they're making it meaningful? Triple H. Oh, it's me. Let's make this my show.
Well,
it is his show.
Well, we still don't know if they're going to try to do anything with Taker and Michaels.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Or if they just kind of threw that in there to, you know.
That will be my bathroom break.
I don't want to see Taker
versus
Michaels.
I'll go take a 20-minute shit.
I would love to see Taker versus Daniel Bryan.
I want to see Taker versus anybody. Taker just needs to be done.
Yeah, I mean,
to agree.
Michaels versus Bryan. Like, I'm sorry.
I like
Michaels
Taker.
Is done too.
I love the
I
Undertaker.
Like Taker, but he just, it's his time.
He should have retired
honestly,
a decade ago.
I would love to see Lance Storm versus Daniel Bryan.
The only reason why Daniel Bryan and Michaels should go against each other is if Bryan gives Michaels a knee and, like, fixes his lazy eye.
That would be great.
I'm done. I'm done.
And then he would be like, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, and he just regains the smile again.
Every single time Muggles comes out for the few appearances that he makes, though, it looks like his eye gets lazier and lazier.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, you know what? You're in great shape, but at the same time, age has not helped that much.
Yeah, it's only worse now that you got rid of the ponytail.
He's got to get himself a bigger cowboy hat. Or just wear some shades.
Nah, just get him a 5-gallon hat. With them fucking big top hats or some shit.
So, as far as Raw and SmackDown goes, pretty uneventful. I can't even really remember anything interesting that happened on SmackDown.
Aiden turning heel.
That was about it.
Yeah. Aiden turning heel is probably the only highlight of
SmackDown. Some people say
Charlotte
good,
shook her ass.
Oh, and Becky. I can't forget.
That's not really a highlight, though.
I can't forget. We forgot Becky winning the title. That was great.
Well, yeah, but that needed to happen.
Yeah.
And that might have been the one
and
recent instance where they actually listened to the crowd because they couldn't even turn her heel, true heel, and get her booed.
Yeah.
Because even with her heel shtick, the crowd was still rooting for her.
It was
because they're tired of Charlotte.
Yeah. It was those memes on social media where it was like Becky
Boo
was
the Woo. I loved that.
Becky was like saying everything. She was saying like, you know, I will kill all your children. Yay! Like it just didn't matter.
Boo the Woo.
She could have went in there and kicked little Jimmy.
And poor little Jimmy.
And people would have still cheered for her kicking little Jimmy.
Yeah. Fuck that kid. Fuck that kid. That's literally would be the chance.
Wow.
Besides Becky, I think the only other good, nice thing that happened was Styles versus Andrade. That was a pretty decent match.
Yeah, but again,
Styles was very complacent, so it wasn't like the best it could actually be.
Now, why should he try during a television show?
True.
Why should
was it like the first time he competed on SmackDown in like, what, 3 weeks?
Yes.
Why should he try when he's guaranteed a title run of X amount of days? He's like, I gotta stretch this out, make sure I don't get injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's part of my issue with the complacency across the board, because the wrestling of the 80s and 90s didn't have that mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like Stone Cold and The Rock would go out there during the aggression era
and fucking
go on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Austin.
Like hard fucking matches on Monday Night Raw.
You know what? If there was one person that should have been complacent, it would have been Steve Austin.
Yeah, that motherfucker worked like, his. I'd never seen a match where he was complacent where it wasn't intentional.
Because it's like, oh, look, I've got a fucked up neck. You know what? I'm still going to work harder than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's just the mindset that shows the evolution of wrestling nowadays.
Mad props to Austin.
But you have to remember that
moves look really effective.
Different eras.
Yeah. I still think he has the best Dez press out of everybody.
Yeah, but you know what? You can say different eras, but they still had a different mindset. I mean, you had Foley and The Rock, and even guys like Al Snow that would go out there
and kill
on
himself
a regular night and bust their ass for the crowd. Yes. And that's what it is. And now these guys go in there and they think that they have monetarial rights just because.
Or if they break a finger, they'll just call off the match immediately.
Well, something else that,
meanwhile, we don't like Triple H, but I gotta give him props. He fucking tore his ACL in the middle of a match and kept wrestling.
This was something that Warrior actually brought up, you know, of all people, where he was talking about the older stars compared to like the newer ones, where he said the older stars they had a different mindset, like regardless of whether it was the wrestling in the ring or the promo, it's just everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things now that have evolved for the better, but some things have gotten a lot worse.
Yes.
So
yeah, true.
Like, there's a lot of things now that should be in place. Like, yeah, we don't really need chair shots to the head. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to argue that. Mm-hmm. But then other things, it's like with the promos. I mean, you know, the best promo people, when you look at the ones that are on WWE today, you can tell
they're reading off something.
Well, you can still tell, like, the ones where it's like it's closer to their natural selves or whatever are typically the best ones, mm-hmm, compared to, wow, this person is clearly reading off a script.
Look at Daniel Bryan, look at The Miz, and they made it their life as these characters. And it's themselves doing it.
Those are the only two I can honestly say that I think have the most admiration for the company out of the roster.
Like, out of everybody?
Well, for the fans and for wrestling.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody can sit here and tell me that Cena is not for the money.
Oh, of course.
You know, everybody loves Cena. Hey, great, if you like him. I think he's boring.
I give him more credit than anything.
Credit who?
Cena.
Outside of the ring? Because we're not discussing outside of the ring.
No.
Because I give him a lot of credit for all the stuff he does for the kids. Mm. Inside the ring, he's not been interesting since he's ever started wrestling.
Dude, I'm not a Cena fan, but I haven't seen a bad match by him.
I've not seen a great match out of Cena either.
You obviously haven't been looking well, because I've think a couple bad matches.
Dude,
well,
his US title run was decent.
His feuds with Orton were great.
But you know what? But here's the thing, though. The thing about like his US title run or whatever after he beat Rusev, which kind of pissed me off, was the fact that he was having really good matches on Raw, but it was also against really, really good wrestlers. So it's the same thing that you were saying with Michaels. But then again, he's had, I mean, he's had matches with people, like, you know, it really depends on who he's going against, because he's had times where there's been people where he clearly, like, just sucked. Where it was like, yeah, you could tell that he doesn't care about how good this person looks.
Yep.
And then there's been other times where it's like,
The Rollins match. Like, him and Rollins.
I really like their match from SummerSlam.
Yeah, that was,
that's what I mean.
Like, the one where Rollins was wearing his white Jesus gear.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't really... I mean, oh, well, you know, the couple of Styles matches he's had.
And his Rumble match against Styles. That was probably the last great Cena match.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I still hate the fact, though, that when around that time, Cena for about a month did his whole, like, I'm John Cena recognized. I'm like, God damn
it. I wish he would have just kept
that. That would have been so great for a heel character, but that was just for that feud.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody has to be a heel when they go up.
Wow, this match is still going on. Wait, is it over?
And they pulled the mask off.
Wow. Are you serious?
We haven't seen that in a long time.
See, that
had to cheat to win.
That's classic heel stuff that I like. I didn't know he was bald, by the way. But
205 Live's on right now, by the way.
That was an awesome. And like that, I like the part we took off his mask.
Well, that's always a classic heel move.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
Remember back when Rey Mysterio had to take his off?
Oh, yeah. Which time and times?
He got so much...
No, I meant the first time he actually... When Conan had to remove it for him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was a whole rite of passage type thing.
There was so much shit.
Against...
Kevin Nash?
Yeah, Nash.
That was... I wasn't happy about that. I didn't think Nash should be the one that took the mask.
Yeah, you know what kind of pissed people off more, though? Was when... Because that was the whole thing about, like, yeah, Mexican luchador wrestlers with a mask, it's, like, big deal. But then, when he went back to WWE, or when he signed with WWE and had the mask back on, it's like, no, it doesn't work out that way. Now you're just doing it for merchandise sales. So.
Yeah. But it was more Vince McMahon saying, we want you to wear the mask.
Yeah.
You look like a 5-year-old kid. Dude, Leo Rush. One.
And both of them. I can't stand either of them.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like,
my man, Leo Rush.
That still kills me every time I think about it.
How does it go again? What are you interrupting me for? My man, Leo Rush.
Like, that whole bit was just... Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who are you? Fuck off. I'm working out. My man, Leo Rush.
bipolar literally Bobby Lashley.
In the same
thing. Is Leo Rush getting on your nerves?
I don't really pay attention much.
Yes, he's getting on my nerves.
He hasn't been doing much to get on my nerves.
I just... How he's talking sounds...
I just want to know what Topanga sees in him.
Because he's Leo Rush.
Maybe he's hung like a horse.
He was better on the independent circuit.
Yes, a lot better.
Most people are.
No, I told him...
No, the gimmick he was... The one we last saw in my house with Hardcore, and that gimmick he was running,
yeah,
that's what I meant.
Also, how long is it going to take before AOP turns on Spud?
Not very long.
Because that whole thing is stupid.
The thing with Spud is, I'm fine with him being the manager for them.
You just want to see the outfit.
Just, you don't need to dress up.
Like, oh, yeah. I love that. The last match they had where they wrestled the one guy and the other, and Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Yeah.
When they had that match.
He should be wearing that.
Like, just
taking them out.
Just wear a suit.
I'd be all right if he came out in, like, leather to kind of go with their style.
Like, a leather jacket.
But for him to come out in fucking combat pants.
Okay, he's saying.
And a goddamn fucking tactical vest.
He looks like
he's going to get in there and do something with them.
He looks like Spike Dudley in SWAT.
No, you know what? It looked as awkward as when Kurt Angle came out with the Shield.
Yes, that was incredibly awkward.
That was funny.
No, that was awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It was really awkward when they're like trying to be like
Ambrose and Rollins,
and he's just in the back, just
his arms. No, it's like one of those pictures, those photo ops where it's like, okay, no smile, you gotta be serious.
Yeah, and
he's just smiling.
Okay, they're showing the preview of this game.
I forgot the House of Horrors is a fucking map in this game.
What? Oh my! Wait, is this Ultimate Deletion?
Oh my gosh! Really, this is a match in this?
Pretty much, and you get Zombie Triple H.
And
because it's not bad enough that you already have to have Triple H.
Why don't
now you need Zombie Triple H.
I'm getting this solely for the fact that Kairi Sane's elbow drop in is in this game, and Velveteen's in this game. It's cool that Ted DiBiase's in there, but I don't know why he's in there.
You know why Ted DiBiase's in there?
Why?
Because he's the Million Dollar Man. He bought his way in.
Yeah, I looked it up. The Million Dollar Championship is only worth like
$125,000.
Oh, what?
Yo, big head. They got big head mode now, too, yeah.
That's stupid. Why?
Because it's a classic cheat code.
I don't want that.
Well then you'll have to have it
activated. Like, it's a cheat code.
You know what I want is not a big head match, but a big bicep match.
Wait, you say you want a Piper?
I want Piper in the game.
But why do you want Piper in the game? You don't like the legends in the game.
Yeah, you should be happy because there's really no legends in this game. Not even the DLC, other than the Ric Flair edition.
And, of course, AJ's on the front.
The only thing I'm hyped about is War Machine's in the game.
They're DLC.
I know. I'm buying that. I'll pay the $29 for it.
You don't need to pay $29. If you just want War Machine, just pay like the $8 for it.
Alright, so we got...
I could.
Reports have it where Brock Lesnar... Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious after... Brock Lesnar might have signed a long-term contract before SummerSlam. Where did you get this article from?
I saw
it next year's SummerSlam?
Long-term contract. Well, anyway, he might...
Brock's not going anywhere because he draws too much goddamn money.
Somehow, some way,
they'll let him go wrestle. They'll let him go fight, get his ass kicked, and he'll come running right back to WWE.
And speaking of WWE contracts, the better news: Rey Mysterio finally signed his 2-year deal.
Poor Rey Mysterio, what an idiot!
I hope for his sake he goes to SmackDown.
I hope for his sake that he.
I hope he goes to 205 Live.
Find some way to nullify the contract and go do something else, anything else.
There was something.
There is a clause that says, like, after like 18 months, he has to get the notice because he originally wanted like an 18 month contract. And they were like, no.
And they pushed it for 2 years because that's what they typically do, is at least 2 years. But, yeah, so apparently after 18 months, then he can be like, you know what? I'm not really. But maybe in their mind, they're like, well, after that long, he'll see how great things are. Be like, you know, I'll stick around for the rest of the time. So.
Nah, Ray needs to be able to go and do Japan again.
Yeah. He needs to be able to do what Chris Jericho does and just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I feel like he's earned that right
there. Yeah, he's been around long enough. Only Cena would do that.
Please.
Would you like to see Rey Mysterio get a null title run?
No.
Yeah, I don't have an interest in that.
I mean, he could get,
he's
like,
a great wrestler.
He could get the U.S. title or something like that. But
no, you know what?
I would like him to take the Cruiserweight title once on 205.
Nah. He doesn't need it.
He needs to be on SmackDown. He needs to be on, like, the upper mid.
He doesn't need it because he's already an established wrestler. Would it be cool if he did? Sure. But it's not necessary.
It wouldn't hurt him if he didn't win.
It's just like...
I just want him to win and then lose it to somebody.
Considering that he's already got a Cruiserweight title.
It's like Jericho winning it again. Like, why?
Out of everything that he needs to do, he needs to have a match with Almas.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They need to push him to have more of those aerial-style technical matches with other technical wrestlers.
That's honestly
so we can see good wrestling.
That's honestly the one match that you cannot find. And they were both in Japan together. Last Monty told me earlier.
Almas would be one.
I would like to see.
Oh!
Okay.
I would like to see.
It's Gulak, amazing Gulaks.
Rey Mysterio versus Daniel Bryan would probably be interesting.
Daniel Bryan would be good. Miz would be good.
Oh, definitely Miz.
Bryan Kendrick.
I would
be. The real champion.
I'd like to see him and Tommaso.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That'd be a good match.
I want to see him and Velveteen.
Velveteen would be a good match. Like Ricochet and him would be a good match.
Oh, that'd be great, too.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see...
Rey Mysterio versus Pete Dunne.
Also a good match.
I don't really want to see that match with Pete Dunne. Like,
Jack Gallagher versus...
I don't want to see Pete Dunne jab to Mysterio.
I want to see The Miz versus Joey Ryan.
Oh my god, that'd be
I
great.
Think that would be a great fucking match. I think that would awesome. Be a really
would,
entertaining match.
Would The Miz get the lollipop in his
yes.
mouth?
Maurice would.
Maurice would. She's a mother. You can't talk about her like that now. It was alright before, but now you can't. She's a mother. She has to kiss her child with that mouth.
Do you
mouth.
Think that Joey Ryan will get as much love as Enzo did in WWE?
Well, Joey Ryan
no,
is not going to be stupid
would,
and put Joey,
Joey Ryan's a better wrestler, but he's not exactly the most loved guy in wrestling.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be the douchebag putting a dick on his license.
But his whole character is all about, like, people grabbing his nuts and him, like, suplexing them.
You honestly think Joey Ryan would have put a dick on his license?
I'm pretty sure he
Enzo
would.
Did.
I'm pretty sure Joey Ryan has done a lot more than put a dick on his
Joey
license.
If Joey Ryan did it, it would work, though. Considering his
gimmick. People would say, you know what, that actually makes sense.
That's the new question. It's no longer how big is Batista's dick. It's how big is Joey Ryan's dick. Because there has to be at least a couple wrestlers that know. By grabbing, they could at least figure it out.
The 24-inch python. Python power.
Motherfucker's hung like a skittle.
If you were wrestling, if you were wrestling, and would you do it?
I would not.
No.
I would not, as a wrestler,
grab another man's penis.
Grab another man's penis.
Just for an arm.
For shtick.
What if Vince McMahon goes, I will pay you $1 million
nope.
to do it?
You're doing because the whole theoretical thing, though.
Because but you know why, though, I wouldn't? Because I feel like to most wrestlers, it would demean their character that they've worked hard for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're never going to get somebody the level of John Cena with the recognition to be able to do that. Like, you could never.
That's why the Kiss My Ass Club ended.
Yes. Yep. That type of stuff ended because there's no self-respecting person would do it. Now, for the fans and the wrestlers and people that do it, they have an entire different mindset on wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hangman. He's got a whole different mindset on wrestling. He loves it. He thinks it's a giant joke. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I have so much fucking respect for Hangman after that fucking match where you put that lollipop in his mouth.
That was nasty. Was gross as shit. That's where I would walk out. Like, if they came to me like, and said I had to do that, I said, well, then you're not getting a fucking match.
There's no amount of money.
And that was after that brutal match. That was after that brutal match they had.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, after that, now we're going to make you do this bullshit.
Like, for real. That was just...
The penis druids were funny, though. Penis priests?
The ministry of dick. the penises of darkness. Okay, so we got... Alexa Bliss might have been injured.
We
kind of talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, she got injured. Oh, well. Ember Moon's an interesting choice. I think her
awkward... get injured next?
I think her... No, I meant for the mixed tag.
Do you think that Braun's going to hit that?
I think no.
No.
I would like to see a 205 with him.
He's like, man, I really miss Alexa.
What if she really got injured because she jerked off Braun? Like, because it's one arm now I'm thinking about it.
No,
Braun
like, turned
penis
his waist.
Flexed. John, Braun penis flexed. Alexa,
Braun did the Joey Ryan.
That's what I'm getting at.
Braun rolled over in bed.
What just happened? The whiplash. Braun rolled.
This is the Enziguri Podcast. I'm D.V. Richards. Get
Why
on
is that such a bad subject?
I don't know. You guys were talking about dicks, but you don't want to touch a dick.
Do you want to touch a dick?
There's a difference between talking about
I'm kind of confused where this conversation's going.
I got somebody...
You're real defenseless over here.
I got somebody upstairs that's going, I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm just going to... They're recording a podcast.
It's like
I'll
a
question
podcast.
It when they get turned off.
Did your mother ever question us about
the No, saying I'm pretty sure it's a lot. WWE 2K. Okay, so on social media,
I got a question for you. Do you know how big Batista's dick is?
I don't want to know how big.
Okay, I don't know
how
big.
We're
going to
move this along. So on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, there's been a picture of the War Games cage.
A very convincing picture.
For WWE 2K19, and JCL has looked it up and it. Says that it's fake.
Which sucks, because I would have liked to see that.
That would have been very exciting if they did that.
What's that?
War Games.
How do you know it's fake?
If I looked it up, apparently it wasn't real.
Well, maybe the picture was a leak and they weren't supposed to let people know about it.
Who knows?
I will be so
stoked
if they did.
I will say, if you're putting the fucking House of Horrors in the match, you better put War Games in it. Like, let's be real.
But the House of Horrors is awesome. You got to see, like... a refrigerator get dropped on Randy Orton. That was the best thing of that entire show.
Yep.
Oh, wait a second. Randy Orton's mysterious beard.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, look. Oh, look, he had time to shave.
Yeah, you know the games people always play? Like, key two superstars, and get rid of the rest.
I have no idea what you just said, but okay.
I don't know. Okay, there's five wrestlers on the list.
Let me guess. Miz, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor. Who else?
No. You keep two wrestlers and the rest get fired. You got AJ Styles. And why? What?
Let's make it interesting. And why? Why do you make those picks?
Okay.
Since we're now making this part of the discussion.
Yes. AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan, and Seth Rollins. The two you'll keep.
Two you'll keep?
Yeah, two wrestlers out of the five. Who would you keep?
Rollins and somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else.
Rollins and...
You got five guys. AJ, Finn, Kevin, Owens, and Daniel Bryan.
Let's say Rollins and Styles.
Why?
Because
they have the most amount of years left.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, and Daniel Bryan will be fired.
They can make more money going somewhere else.
You know why?
Finn Balor can be Prince Devitt again and be
relevant. We need to have Bryan get fired. For the first time in a long time. We can have him wrestle all into.
Bryan
can
be Bryan Danielson again. That'd be great.
Who would you pick?
Complete with diving headbutts like at the pay-per-view?
My pick would be Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins. Owens could go elsewhere and wrestle.
Owens could be Kevin Steen again.
Balor, again, I agree with you. He could go back to Devitt and be relevant anywhere else. And AJ, mainly just because I'm so tired of AJ. I don't care what he does with his career.
He can honestly retire at this point if you want to keep
He could. So, he should.
So Balor can go back and reclaim the Bullet Club.
Yeah. That'd be a nice addition. Why not?
Yeah. He could be at all.
Never had
too.
That storyline before. That'd be
interesting. Are you ready for my pick?
Or better yet, what if he's the secret true leader of the OG Balor Club Firing Squad? That'd be great.
I will keep Kevin Owens. Okay. And Daniel Bryan, just because I want him to retire.
That was your big reveal. You were like, drum roll, please.
Oh. I will get rid of Seth Rollins. I think he should go back to Tyler Black.
Nah, I feel like he's bigger now than Tyler Black was.
Rollins is a better wrestler now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rollins has definitely evolved
into NXT a better wrestler. That's what the NXT did for him.
Not even really NXT. No.
I'd like to see a Shawn Michaels-Rollins match so that Rollins can show that Shawn Michaels is not that great of a wrestler by out-wrestling him the entire goddamn match.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really not that many. That
or same thing with Finn Balor. Let Finn Balor go in there and actually do his job.
Mm-hmm.
He would show how shit Shawn Michaels actually is.
But you
Which means those matches will never happen because Vince loves...
We've had matches like that, though. Like the match that Michaels had with Shelton.
That was a shitty-ass match.
Yeah, that was really just making Shawn look good.
Yes.
Yeah, but Shelton did all the work.
I mean, hey. Yeah, he sold the hell out of that fucking springboard.
So you agreeing with us music. That Marty Jannetty was a better rocker?
Yeah.
Wrestler-wise, sure. Yeah. I truly think that Marty Jannetty would be a better wrestler.
If Marty Jannetty didn't do the drugs, didn't do all that craziness.
Yes, but once
Marty
again,
Jannetty was a damn good wrestler when he first came out.
But this is all about longevity and, like, okay, these at certain peaks, this person was considered good, but how long did that last? Or when people go, like, oh, this person has great potential, it's like, well, that doesn't matter.
WWE dropped the ball when Shawn Michaels super kicked Marty into the window.
They didn't drop the ball.
He could have done more, but they didn't.
But he fucked up.
Yeah, it's his fault.
But it's still...
He had his chances and he fucked up.
Yeah, you can't really say.
You can't look at how he is now and go, "Oh yeah, that was you know." I mean, we're talking about a guy who's like talking about like fucking sisters and shit like that.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's weird.
He ruined it.
Hey, have you caught him lately?
No. I challenged him in a game of Facebook basketball and he never got back to me. So.
Oh shit.
Exactly. He could have been good, but he screwed it up for himself.
We should send a message to see if he'll come on.
Tell me, got four people here that think that you would have been a better choice than Shawn Michaels had things going the right way.
And then
I bet he'd be like, "Yo, come do the fucking interview."
I know.
That sounded a lot more coherent than how he would say it. He's probably too like drugged out of his mind right now.
It's like you need DDP yoga in your life.
You need deep yoga.
Tongue tied.
No, he needs a detox.
He needs to stop seeing sunny days.
What's next?
I'm still thinking about like some of the Facebook posts that Marty Jannetty put up before where like he would just say things like, you know, "Oh, where can I get all the hookers and blow?" Like, just really
No, that's funny.
But it's just stuff
that might be
like,
playing at the whole joke of the thing.
So what?
He's poking fun at himself, maybe.
So yeah. What, he's pulling a Virgil.
No, Virgil. No. There's a difference between poking fun at yourself and just being a whiny little shit.
You weren't there with me when Virgil was at ECW Arena.
Well, I'm talking about like there.
Did I tell you what Virgil? He's like, buy my autograph. I'm like, no.
But there was this one post that somebody put up on, I think it was Twitter, where they had the merchandise table, and the merchandise table was empty. And, like, Virgil replied to it. He's like, you stole my gimmick. I want some royalty fees. I mean, like, you know, at this... You know what? Okay, before he was probably legitimate, and, like, that's just how he was, but now he's like, you know what? Now I gotta play this out, because this is what people know me for.
Yeah, like, he probably charged me money just because my ringtone is his fucking theme song.
What, the NES theme?
Yeah. It's fucking great. I love it.
I thought you had the Velveteen Dream song.
I did, but, like, reality hit me, and having fucking, ow, Velveteen Dream hit every time someone calls me in public kind of doesn't give you a good look.
Come on, you can feel comfortable with your Velveteen Dream look.
Oh, my gosh.
That person just, whoa, that was
that actually, was freaking sweet.
That was pretty awesome. Can they we need rewind that? Replay that?
For those of you who don't know, we're watching the Cruiserweight Championship match between Cedric Alexander and Drew Gulak, and it is
okay, so
very
you,
good.
So
he did a suplex and then a null suplex.
Oh, wait, there
watch
it is.
Watch this.
So we're just going to... That was ridiculous.
That was impressive. I need that move in fucking 2019.
Right? Let's put that in fucking pro wrestling, or pro fire.
Yeah.
Fire pro, let me get it right.
Fire pro.
Okay, so... Bobby Lashley had an interview recently where he's kind of pissed off that he hasn't had a match with Brock.
I don't think WWE wants him to take on Brock if Brock does lose to Lashley. And then
Lashley is never going to face Brock. This is not going to happen, so he might as well just quit.
They're going
to
keep
then
baiting
the best thing
him
to do is throw Lashley on SmackDown.
That was probably one of the main reasons why Lashley wanted to sign at all, because, I mean, I don't think that money is really a big issue with him.
Lashley's boring, though.
But in the ring, he's a lot better.
Not really in WWE. Maybe in
TNA.
When he was in TNA, it was a lot more interesting.
The only thing
look, it's pretty bad when you're more interesting than E3. And that's not that hard to do.
The only thing that Lashley did that was like really cool in the ring was almost kill Big Cass.
Yeah.
When he tried to do the vertical suplex thing.
Do you mean
that was awesome?
You mean Big Ass?
Yes, Big Ass. Or Big Kaz.
Kaz. Man, you should just went out there as Colin. Big Colin.
So there's that. Bobby Lashley is upset. But don't worry, because his man Leo Rush is on the case.
This match is amazing.
Yeah, we're just going to turn this off and watch this. So we had... Mick Foley had a special on the network right after Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it looked
good. Who doesn't
good.
Love Mick Foley? Like, seriously, like, you don't like Mick Foley?
I don't like Mick Foley. I think it's because when I met him, he was the biggest douche in the world.
You always talk about that.
Yeah, but I do. But, like, when you go see somebody that you looked up to...
But people are going to have bad days.
No, that wasn't a bad day. He was just fucking...
How long ago was this?
This was at the Blue Roxy.
When?
Maybe, 4 years ago.
Okay.
Well, maybe he
he's
was
at the fucking
off.
Blue Rock Stadium. Who wouldn't be pissed off being there?
He was pissed off because he was
I get
in
mad just going there, period.
He was pissed off because he was in
Booker T
double.
Was great.
Booker T's
Booker
a tool.
Booker T is a dick.
He
so
was
there
a
you
dick.
Go. There you go.
Booker T was the nicest dude I met.
You know what? Here it is. Probably Booker T pissed off Mick Foley. So Mick Foley was in a bad mood, and Booker T was happy because he pissed off Mick Foley.
No, like,
hey, it could happen.
Dude, there's wrestlers that I met. They were cool.
Because they're paid to be cool. That doesn't mean that they're cool.
Yeah, like, I can fake liking people. I do that all the time.
You have a thing with saying that the douchebags in wrestling, it's like, this guy was awesome.
Dude, okay.
Teddy Hart was great. You know what? He actually was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, he was cool.
But still, at the same time, you could see where he was...
douches.
It's because he was drinking the entire time. Like,
but
I mean...
he wasn't drinking when he was in my car driving.
When he was in your car driving.
I was driving. No, like, I was taking him to... Justin gave me money to go pick him up and take him to the arena. And he was cool as shit.
So you Ubered him?
Really, wasn't Uber.
He was completely...
You back-end Ubered. You fucked over Uber.
He completely... he was completely oblivious to the fact that Terry Runnels was just like...
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
Oh, you're a heart person. Oh, yeah. Because she's into guys like New Jack.
Yeah.
So
she likes people that...
her credibility is kind of shot, too.
She likes people that, like, talk shit about dead people. No, but, yeah, Teddy was cool on the ride there. He's like, hey, what do you want to talk about? We talked about wrestling?
Yeah.
You should have really messed him up and asked him about the stock market. Like, you know what I want to talk about? How's the Dow doing right now? He'd be like, let me the fuck out here.
I still think the most fucked up part, though, was that when what's-his-face, like, with the cat crate, when the crate tipped over.
His name was Bill.
It was like, yeah, this dude is definitely, like, Natalya with the cats. It's like, you don't fuck with the cats.
You don't fuck with the cats.
You don't fuck with the heart cats.
I know, the heart cats. You don't see them walk around with heart dogs, you know what I mean? It's heart cats.
No, that would be Cody.
Cody.
That's a Rhodes thing.
That is a Rhodes thing. They walk around with dogs. Real men have dogs.
Because they're a man's best friend.
It's true.
Cats suck.
Fran became a cat person.
Yeah, but he also has a dog.
That's why he got a mustache.
I didn't become a cat person. A cat just gravitates toward me. The pussy loves me.
It's because of that 1980s porn stash you're rocking right now. It just needs to be pencil thin and it'd be
perfect. So you were watching Boogie Nights the other
day. Just like Asian Freddie Mercury.
Yes, exactly.
So you were watching Boogie Nights.
No.
Great film, Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace.
Okay, so we already talked about Mysterio signing his contract, and then we had the Evolution pay per view. Which are there any more tickets being sold for it?
I don't think nothing's getting sold for that. I think people are waiting for the day of, so they can go on StubHub and get it for $8.
Yeah.
Because that was an Ozzy ticket. Did you know Ozzy on the the field part was $8.
They're going to do the same. You know what? I know every single time that we say Smashing Pumpkins, he's like, I don't want to talk about them. But this is what happened for the show. So the day.
Why don't you want to talk about Smashing Pumpkins?
Because you don't like Billy. That's fine.
Boys. I don't have anything against Billy. I just don't think they're that good of a band.
It's one of my favorite bands.
He's an angsty, pre-emo, before there was emoer. And
like,
he made money off of writing songs about whining about shit. And
I like the band more than Billy himself.
His lyrics are good, but God, his voice is like nails to a chalkboard.
I'll tell you, the concert. I'm not a big Smashing Pumpkins fan.
That's what I hear.
But
that's how emo music started. Was these kids decided they wanted to cut their throats because they didn't want to hear Billy sing anymore.
Okay, put it this way.
I thought it was Nirvana, but okay.
Nirvana sounded like he was eating marbles.
Yeah. Yeah, that was marbles, and Weird Al will tell you that.
No, but so for the three shows that I went to, this was the best one. Because the first one I went to, I'm trying to remember.
Was drugged up.
No. It was, he had one of his newer albums or whatever, and he was being a dickhead about it. Was he
living with Hole?
He was clearly being a dick, because he was like, I know that everybody's here to hear my older stuff, but fuck you guys, I'm going to play my entire new album. And that kind of annoyed people. The second one was, he had a show with Manson, and...
Oh my god, fucking Manson's horrible. Horrible live.
But that show was decent. Not because of Manson, although Manson was trying to do what he always does, where it's like, I'm going to pick somebody out of the crowd and trying to kick their ass.
Yeah, and that's what I can't stand about Manson, is like, it'll stop.
He should pick you.
I'll climb up on stage and beat his goofy ass. I got a good Billy Corgan joke, by the way.
Oh, okay.
What do you get when you cross Billy and a lawn?
A pumpkin?
I don't know.
Grass that cuts itself.
You know what? I am going to play this one clip, though, because even though I'm a Pumpkins fan, this clip is hilarious.
Okay. No,
it was good, wasn't it?
Okay.
That was really good. Come on, it was good, wasn't it? It was funny. Come on, it's funny.
Wait.
No, I really don't hate Smashing Pumpkins. I just don't think that they're that great.
You got to hear this one. See if you heard this one before.
Okay, after his advertisement's over.
Yeah, yeah, ads. Let it play. It's free advertisement for somebody.
Okay. What if that guy from Smashing Pumpkins lost his car keys? Here we go.
Who is this? Because I'm already sold.
Doesn't have his name. Stephen Lynch, I think.
Oh, I love him.
This is the guy that did the Chick-fil-A song.
Wait, yes. Here we go. It's funny. I've heard this, but this is still funny. Yeah, yep.
Okay.
So he is great. I know we're getting off topic from wrestling, but he does this song called Special Fred that is fucking hysterical, and it talks about his handicapped friend from when he was a kid.
Oh.
He writes some really fucked up songs.
Oh, I bet. But
he's the one that does the I Think You're a Nazi. Have you heard that one yet?
I think I have.
We'll have to listen to that at the end because your Mac will love this one, but it's about him dating a girl he thinks is a Nazi.
Wait a second.
It's
so
hysterical.
The for the Evolution pay-per-view, they only have 3 matches on here so far?
So far.
So far.
It's
I heard.
And if the ticket sales don't increase, that'll probably be it.
I heard the whole fucking card got leaked not too long ago. Is that true?
Well, I mean, I'm on the Wikipedia page, and there's still, like, so there's supposed to be 7 matches. It shows on here 4 of them are still to be announced. I mean, they're the championship title matches.
So
we gotta figure out what's going on with Bliss.
Yeah, it's like, well, you still gonna have your match with Trish, or are they gonna, you know what they need to, why are they running Trish versus Mickey?
No, it needs to be Trish versus Sasha. That way we could watch an entire shit show. Because they will both cry and complain and not do spots for the other one.
I think because of Trish and Mickey, it could be the last time together. One more time.
Oh, that'll be wonderful to not care about.
So are they going to run that for one of their other super shows where women are allowed to wrestle?
Yeah, won't be in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they're doing a second show.
Yay!
Called more
Sexism.
More sweet, salty oil money.
But they have to pay Brock Lesnar's salary.
That's supposed to be a multi-year thing, though. So it's like, oh, great, we have plenty of these shows to go. I'm sure that the wrestlers are thrilled about going there.
10 more years of this BS.
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, are you? Well, how much do you think any of the people are making going over there?
I don't know. You should.
I would imagine they would have to get some sort of bump in pay to make that flight and deal with being out there.
Yeah.
Probably. Because there's no way in hell, if I was a wrestler, I would agree to it with how
it's probably like
fucking decrepit the state of Saudi Arabia is in.
It's probably like their equivalent to time and a half.
Here's a question for
you. You know what it reminds me of? What was the movie where they had all these like fake ass storefronts? I think it was the one where they did the fake interview with Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
what was
yeah.
that movie?
Oh, with
where they had
Seth
the fake
Rogen?
Storefronts that looked so great.
The interview?
And then the interview, that's it. Yes. They probably did the same thing for Saudi Arabia. Like, they're sitting there taking Vince to all these fake, unconvincing grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince's like, oh my god, Saudi Arabia is wonderful. And there's actually sweatshops behind them.
Why does Buddy Murphy look so angry?
Because he's angry.
Because
Braun's fucking
life.
Alexa Bliss.
Once again.
Here's a question for you, though.
6'7" tall dudes fucking my
remember,
life and there's nothing I can do about it.
What's your opinion on RVD? I know this is a random
great
one.
Great wrestler, should have kept his mouth shut more.
Basically.
I knew you were going to say it, but that's the reason why I mentioned him, was because you remember what he was getting a lot of shit for in WWE for, right?
He was getting a lot of shit for smoking pot for one thing.
No, not that part. It was the Tribute to the Troop show.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
I want to hear your opinion on that.
It's his right. It doesn't make it right.
What did he do again?
Okay, so back when they were still doing the shows, like, over in, what part of? Or whatever. It was basically in the war zone.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
It was Afghanistan
yeah,
or something,
and other guys, I mean, there were probably people that were like, there were some that were like, yes, I want to go over there because I'm for that.
Mm.
And then some were like, you know, probably like, I don't want to, but this is my job.
And RVD shit on it.
And Van Damme was basically like, when they said, this is, Vince said something along the lines of like, this is voluntary, but that means you need to go. And Van Damme was just like, well, fuck you, I'm going on vacation. I'm staying over here. And yeah, that did not fly too well.
Yeah, I can see.
But then when Van Damme was talking about it, he was like, I don't give a shit that they were angry. I wasn't going.
Well, he had been constantly outspoken about being against the whole thing in the beginning anyway. Rob Van Dam is very much a, we'll go with liberal.
Liberal hippie.
I mean, he pretty much is. And he had, in previous interviews around that time, had made comments that I know pissed Vince off. So I think Vince probably made him go in spite of those comments. Because again, it goes back to Rob Van Dam said a lot of stupid shit. He did a lot of stupid shit, but he was a good wrestler. And it kind of was the only reason why he stayed around for as long as he did. He should have picked and chose his battles.
He still thinks Chris Benoit was murdered.
But the thing about Van Damme... the thing about Van Damme, though, was that he was another... He was also somebody, as far as any of the wrestlers go, that could just kind of come in... Like his last run in WWE or whatever, which was, like, very brief, where it was like, okay, I'm going to be here for X amount of days, and I'm going to leave because I want to smoke my weed.
Yep.
He was like, I'm going to be here for this long, then you're going to give me 3 months off so I could cycle off by the time I come back. So...
Pretty much. And, I mean, again, it's his right, but, you know, I don't think he'll ever make... I don't think he'll ever be in the Hall of Fame because of his attitude.
Oh, he's not really doing too great right now as is because of his divorce, so...
Well, no, that aside. But then again, we've let other people in the Hall of Fame for less.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
I thought you would like Kid Rock.
I fucking cannot stand. Ball with a ball to bang the diggy wiggy, whatever the fuck that song is.
It's a ball to the ball to bang bang.
Like, I mean, I don't know. He accentuates white trash about as much as Eminem does.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is Eminem a good rapper? Is he a good lyricist? Sure.
Okay.
Is he still glorified white trash? 100%.
I know Machine Gun Kelly? Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
He's a big WWE guy.
Dude, he's not a big WWE guy just because he got powerbombed. Like,
he's a big money guy. He likes
He does stuff for WWE.
He did, like two shows one
he
time.
He did some stuff.
He did theme songs for them.
He got paychecks,
okay, for being
there. That's all it was.
Okay. I know it's not a wrestling thing. What did you think of the whole rap diss thing?
I think it's a work.
I think so, too.
Because Eminem is... Because he's in the entertainment industry to make money. And it's kind of like pro wrestling. You're just putting each other over. He could have done more in that... that comeback that he did, he could have done a lot more, but he was like, didn't care.
Like, there was a layer, like, he said something, and he should have ended it with, shut up, bitch, you're not Stan, and then just walked away. It would have been a better ending.
My favorite lyric from Eminem is him talking about being locked in Mariah Carey's cellar, drinking wine, and eating... Captain Crunch. What the fuck is that got to do with anything? Like, that was so off the wall.
That track that he did do for him, though, it did have some good stuff.
It had some zingers in there, yeah.
But, like, I hate
rap music.
I wish he ended it and said, you're not Stan and walk away because he's not a fanboy. You
know Let's talk about hip hop. I like hip hop.
I don't know.
What's your opinion on Bloodhound Gang?
It's always better when the stripper's crying. The lap dance is always better when the stripper's crying. That's just a great lyric.
Only at Lou Turks.
They need to make that into a country song.
You
like a straight up,
you ever see
like
them at
hokey
a show?
Banjo picking country song.
You ever see them at a show?
Yes. I saw them Family Values 97? 98? There was a lot going on then. And I don't really remember the show too much because I was impaired by multiple substances. But I remember they were there.
I saw them at the Note in Westchester.
Oh, okay.
And
recently?
No, this was when BAM like first opened up the Note, and it was like a bigger deal than it was now.
Yeah.
But the only thing I remember from that show, besides the fact that there was like no room in that damn place, which kind of made it
interesting. It was like an ECW arena show.
It was very crammed.
basically. I mean, the Note was it's not a big venue.
The Note was not a big venue. I saw GWAR there.
There you go. Then you want
that was hell. That is not. Do you remember? It is not a place you have GWAR with their following.
The only thing I remember from that show was when the one bassist or guitarist, David Hasselhoff or whatever his name was, when he...
David Hasselhoff?
I forgot the dude's name. It's something...
Because David Hasselhoff is from fucking Knight Rider, dude. No, like, I'm like, when did David Hasselhoff become a bassist? Because that would be great.
I remember when when Ring of Honor had their pay-per-views in Philly. Now they do TV shows.
Yeah.
Jared Hasselhoff. The only thing I remember from that show was the dude, like, downed a pitcher of beer really fast, puked it up, and then drank it again. And it was like, point, and then at that point in time, I said, all right, I think I'm pretty much done watching this shit.
So, like, DC Arena, Ring of Honor sold that place out. I was like this. Like, just watching the show. You know what I mean? Plus... We had Billy with us.
Because Arena Show... Oh, man, that must have sucked.
It did.
He ain't listening.
But, no, it was like, we had Chad LeBlanc was with us. Hey, Chad. he listens. So, it was a tight area, you know what I mean? We were like...
Chad? Near, Big Chad?
No, not that Chad.
Texas Chad.
Texas Chad.
All right, don't know who that is.
Yeah, he moved away.
Damn it.
You missed him. He's in Texas if you want to hang out with him. but the place was packed. And I was like this. I'm like, this sucks. But I always wanted to see a Ring of Honor show. So that was my first Ring of Honor show.
Was it a TV taping?
No, it was a paper.
You know
you
don't like the TV tapings that
no,
much.
No, I don't. Because it's not. I want to see a pay-per-view again. And Phil, I don't want to see TV taping.
But you love wrestling.
I do.
You watch it all. You are like...
I want to see All in the ECW arena.
Do you know what I just realized?
What's up?
If Rey Mysterio took his mask off and painted himself green, he'd look like one of the Ninja Turtles out of the shitty-ass recent movies.
Oh my gosh. That's so messed up.
But it's true. do you have anything to mention with the league scores?
No, the league scores are not added up yet.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, it's just an advertisement for.
Still want to hear what they say.
She's a goddess in the bedroom.
I have to watch that.
Okay.
You have not seen
it. Wait a second, Ride Along. Have you caught that lately? That was one of your favorite shows.
Yeah.
Have they done any new ones? I've been busy with the whole house thing lately.
You need to jump on top of that.
Yeah,
I am the ride-along guy.
Yeah, I am the ride-along guy. This is where I shit it here. But me and Jamak will be doing play-by-play.
You mean JCL?
Yes, JCL, I'm sorry. In New Jersey for XPW.
Can't wait for that lunchbox smash, man.
We'll tell you everything about it.
Gonna be amazing.
I hope I can keep my shit together because I'll probably break kayfabe and fucking laugh.
That could be part of your character.
Yeah, but then I'll turn into the fucking heel because I'm making fun of the guy.
That's horrible.
So you'll turn into Corey Graves.
Basically.
Sucks but, I can't make it.
Oh my god, could you imagine Monty on commentary?
all of a sudden we send the clips to like WWE and they're like, we need to sign this guy. He knows Kane.
But yeah, so we're gonna do the play by play for XPW show in New Jersey Sunday night.
Are you talking? No, go ahead.
Huh? Sunday night.
There were boobies on TV.
Yes,
so
I saw
Fran
that.
Fran got sidetracked.
Dude, I saw them too, so.
And you're still talking about wrestling. What's wrong
yes,
with you?
Yes, I was still watching.
You're multitasking.
Yes.
Your brain must hurt.
No, not really. But, yeah. That's why I'm, like, going, yeah, So, we're going to do play.
Play.
We're commentators.
Yes, we're commentators. So, this is going to be something new for the Inseguri to brush out.
All right, sounds good. Do we have any plugs for anybody?
Oh, Yeah, we'll like to say thank you to the Insigori crew.
No, other plugs besides that.
I was gonna plug our crew first. These guys put up news every day. You got Jim Mack. You got George. You got this new guy Rich. They're posting up news every day.
You got Josh Ho.
And Josh Ho with his five takes.
He's a ho. Sorry, but that's
funny. A manly ho.
And he's everybody's favorite ho.
He's my favorite ho bag.
He's our favorite ho.
Yeah. Hey, he's did we make a bag?
Josh Ho is the infamous Insigori's favorite ho.
Yes.
Who else do we got?
We got Double Dropkick.
Double Dropkick. Two good guys. Good podcast.
We got Wrestle Cave.
Wrestle Cave, yes. Ace Porter in the crew.
Are we ever going to get him on before I leave?
We got to.
Yeah, we need to.
Because it'd be fun to have him.
We need to talk to him possibly for next week.
Yeah, we
need to see
or,
next
you know,
week.
Yeah. Be like, yo, dude, stop on up. We'll Uber you over here.
When you could just go pick him up.
We got you on this one. Yeah.
Who
and
else,
we totally need to watch this match.
And then you got the Heart Foundation crew. You got the 24/7 crew.
Oh, what about the people that we can't stand?
The Free Thinkers?
No.
Oh, yeah. We hate the Free Thinkers.
I hate KOK.
You hate cock.
I hate cock.
Why do you hate Kings of Cock?
You're not a cocksucker. What's wrong with you?
No, they are cocksuckers.
Because he said something
it's
and everyone
of
got
kayfabe.
Dude, I can't say.
He said something and everyone got mad at him.
Dude,
so
you can't even be in kayfabe and not piss people off in something that is supposed
dude,
to be entirely kayfabe.
I called CM Punk a snowflake.
But he is a snowflake.
He is.
And I get banned.
Well,
you didn't get initially
look,
banned
look,
from that.
Dude, I'm not allowed on the page anymore.
Here's a question for you. Maybe, just maybe, and this might make you feel a little bit better. What if they said, don't call him a snowflake? That's an insult to snowflakes.
Then I'll be like, okay, then he's a stupid liberal.
That's an insult to stupid liberals.
I got you smiling right there. That's all I care about. Get you to smile. Anybody else?
Wrestling
yeah, they haven't
dated. 24/7, whoever the fuck
they
were.
Yeah. Wow, she's cute.
Yeah, but her face is kind of like, in certain pictures, it's like she kind of got that Ruby Riott thing. Like
in certain
angles, she looks good, and then other angles is
like
damn,
yeah,
she got hit with a
dude.
Where
did she get the Jay Leno chin?
It's just a lot more room for the nuts and mouth. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, dude, she can teabag with that chin. Holy shit!
Exactly, big chins are awesome.
Oh, here's the girl that is from Jersey.
Brazio.
Yeah. Right. I think.
Any
so.
Other plugs?
They haven't posted anything for a while.
We also have the Insigori Pro Wrestling discussions on Facebook, where you can read, post, share news, chit chat, do the
league picks.
League picks if you're interested in doing fantasy league stuff.
I will get the picks on the points up by next. I have to do it next week.
Yes.
Yep. Get it going.
And we also have our SoundCloud page, which if you're listening to this, that's where you got it from. Or it's
who's
also,
she?
It's also on iTunes for the few people that might actually go on iTunes.
Me up.
I don't know, but I suddenly like pastels.
And the mate, wait, this is NXT.
This is NXT.
Why is everybody booing? She's awesome.
I think she's supposed
to
be
a bad girl.
Oh, well, that makes it
we
even
love bad girls.
That makes it even better. What's wrong with that?
Bad girls. But her outfit.
She looks like she stole one of my shirts and then made an outfit out of it.
Who is she?
That's a guy, actually.
Oh, dude, Santino.
He's a cross dresser.
He's got fucking Becky Lynch's shoulders, though.
Yeah, he's a cross dresser.
For real?
I don't know anymore. It's actually a guy. So, anyway, gentlemen, Like, that's it for tonight, right?
Yep.
I don't know what you're going to talk about. She got her cherry bombs.
Bombs?
Bombs.
Hey, girl. Why is she dressed like a pinup?
It's
not even a good pinup.
It got really quiet. It was better, like, in the beginning. I don't know if I should like this or if I should laugh.
You should definitely laugh. It's pretty bad.
But she's wearing cherries on her outfit.
I hate...
Is she a cherry bomb?
Let's just get back to the thick Asian chicks.
Yes, they look so much better.
Just keep Aaliyah on the screen and not weird...
Man 50, shoulders?
50s Alundra Blaze looking chick over here.
And this is where we're going to have a completely separate episode dedicated to talking about how goofy they look.
Oh, like that. Look at that chain wrestling right there. Look at that roll up. Oh.
Look, it's already better than
Raw. Oh, look at that.
It's already better than Raw.
Holy crap.
1 minute in.
Look at this. They can wrestle. But I want to say this. I'm DB Richards.
I'm
JCO.
This is Fran.
Haystack Hastings.
And we'll see
you see you next week.
Good night, everybody. Yay.
Oh my gosh, look at that move.
Oh, you're so beautiful, baby. Oh, you're here, and I love kissing your neck. Oh, look at this little belly button. Look at that. Now let me just...